Who the heck was Thaddeus? Hearing the list of apostles' names read out today might give us pause for thought. There are those with which we're likely familiar, but others may have us doing some internet searches. If asked to name all 12 apostles, how many of us would remember Thaddeus, also known as Jude, Simon the Cananean, and the other James? Not all apostles have their own plotline written out. Indeed, their very identity is not always clear. So what does it mean that these important people aren't all that memorable? I think today's gospel is useful in reminding us that there are more stories to be told. It's easy to think our scriptural record recounts all the marvels and masterpieces, and while it may contain some of the all-time greatest hits, there are things that happened in the power of God which no one can now recall. But that doesn't mean they weren't important, or that God was not there, nor does it mean that these folk are not valuable, or they're not worth knowing. One of the joys of academia is uncovering information. At the university, I enjoy asking people about their research. Often it's about someone or something I've never heard of. But sometimes scholars, especially in casual encounters, become shy or self-conscious, like their subject matter is a bit too nerdy or obscure or rarefied. Yet, that's exactly why I'm asking, and why I find it interesting. Folk are giving flesh to heretofore hidden things. They are expanding the knowledge of the human race and uncovering more of the mysteries of this life, and their stories worth unearthing. There is so much more about this world and God's action in it to discover, more than what we already know. So let us wonder. Today, let us hear something in our spiritual encounter that, like our academic pursuits, causes us to want to find out more. To locate, to dig deeper, to give life to the names and events that might otherwise go uncharted and unexplored. There are more stories of God to hear.